Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Sports Buzz brought to you by Mancini Sleep World. Feel the power of Tempur-Pedic and save up to $600 at Mancini Sleep World, the number one Tempur-Pedic retailer in Northern California. Visit sleepworld.com. All right, well, big news came down yesterday, and we're going to do Beer 30 here in a little bit. So Brad from Sports Meets Beer is here with me, and one of the biggest 49er fans I know, next to myself.
Hey!
And I don't know if you were as excited as I was to get the alert about Jimmy Garoppolo signing a five-year, $137.5 million contract. But I was pretty excited.
I was also pretty excited. I was actually in the middle of a phone call with a family member of mine who is still in mourning over the Patriots Super Bowl loss. And he told me on the phone, his exact words were, expletive deleted, the 49ers really got a great deal on Garoppolo.
What, more and more, the Patriots looking like the losers in this deal. I guess it depends. I guess we'll see who they draft, right? But
yeah,
with that pick. But
yeah, I think it's a bargain.
Yeah.
I know that it's the highest, you know, he's the highest played football player or highest paid in the history of the league. That's going to last as long as
Kirk Cousins
signs, right? Or, you know, Aaron Rodgers gets his extension. You know, I don't buy too much into that. Plus, going into the deal, the 49ers had a little over $113 million in cap space.
Right.
So they had the ability to spend this. And you got a guy that, you know, it's not like the Doug Flutie's of the world or even the, like, you know, the JT O'Sullivan's who won three in a row and kind of looked like maybe they could be something. No, like this guy won five in a row and was something, right? He did all the things that you want out of a franchise quarterback. And the reality is they make the trade. They don't have to go into this quarterback class, which does not look as strong as everyone thought before the season started.
Exactly.
They don't have to go in that and hope they get their guy in the draft. They have a guy that is way ahead of anybody who's still pretty young and is way ahead of anybody that they could have possibly drafted.
Totally. My biggest thing, we talked about this, you know, when he was winning, is the way, not only his play on the field, but the way the locker room responded to him.
Yes.
Immediately, before he even started playing.
That is a priceless asset.
It's unbelievable.
Sure.
That guy, and I think the guaranteed money is around $75 million or something.
And then, you know, it's $113 million they have. Now he gets 27 and a half. So, you know, it ends up, you know, what's the math? It's like they still have $84 million left or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So $86 million left, you know, in cap space. You know, now they have the ability to go and maybe they get Ziggy Ansah from Detroit to, you know, if they're not going to franchise him, maybe he becomes a real pass rush threat there. Maybe they go and they sign a wide receiver, or they sign a corner, they sign all those things and then draft well. The one thing I will say is that this does put the pressure on the 49ers, you know, John Lynch and company, to draft well moving forward. Because if your recent draft class really shows up and you have to start paying some of these guys or this year's draft class, it's going to start to add up quick, right? Especially, you know, if you spend some money in free agency this year, you know, that, and they don't produce, that starts to add up awfully fast. And so by the time, you know, you're going to have a lot of guys locked up, and by the time Garoppolo's contract comes up for renewal, you're going to be under a lot of bad contracts if you're not careful.
Right.
So it puts a lot of pressure on them to draft well and continue to draft well moving forward so that there's just this flow of talent that they can just be smart with, right?
No possible way Trent Baalke could have made this happen.
No way. By swinging and missing on four straight drafts and leaving them bereft of talent. In a way, he's kind of directly responsible for their ability to do this.
That's true.
But yeah, you're right. I think, you know, how many drafts and how many offseasons did we watch go by with no quality offensive player drafted?
None.
You know, Carlos Hyde really is the only one.
Right.
You know, A.J. Jenkins in the first round, for example.
Wow.
You know, how long did we watch that go? And then all of a sudden to go into an offseason with, you know, it feels like it's 100 years ago, but this has happened where we know who the head coach is, we know who the general manager is, we know who the quarterback is, and we know that they're going to spend some money.
Yeah.
So that's been a long time since that happened.